Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. That's right, we're going all night long to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, the show goes every night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or if it's daylight time or whatever it is, I don't know. The government thinks they can control time, and I can't keep track of it. They can't either. That's why they need 400 of them instead of just one person. But anyway, it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we, we've been talking about all kinds of things, right? This whole night, children's rights, a woman getting pepper sprayed on her vulva, just, you know, really wild stuff. So, but I'm going to shift gears now. Those that don't know, I have my own show, Sovereign Tech. That's S-O-V-R-Y-N, as I am, Brian Sovereign. And you can go to sovereigntech.com, and you can check it out. And it's a tech show. It's about science and technology and how it can set you free. And I sprinkle in a lot of history, a lot of sex, you know, I mean, all the good stuff.
Yes, it's a really, I love your podcast, Brian.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
awesome.
You. No, I appreciate that. You know,
you gotta listen once, you'll be hooked.
Yeah. So I like to talk about tech subjects. And Stephanie, you had a tech subject that you brought in. I have not covered this on my show, so don't worry, you don't get repetitions. But go ahead. It's about the Pirate Bay?
Yeah, actually, you haven't covered this on your show, but you noticed it yourself, actually. You made a comment to me a couple days ago saying, oh, Pirate Bay's been down for a couple days. I wonder what's going on.
Well, we were in Vegas, and, you know, not that I necessarily, I bring a Chromebook with me when I travel now, so I don't exactly torrent. Yes, I can torrent with a Chromebook, but we're just getting technical. Generally, you can't torrent with a Chromebook, but I like to keep my eye on things. Like, I'll go to torrent websites, and I'll type in Star Wars every other day, and I noticed for quite a few
every
days.
Every other day?
Actually, it's every day.
But, I thought you were a Star Trek fan, by the way.
I'm the king of the nerds.
I thought you folks, you know, took sort of tag teams and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I've always said this, I'll say this again. If aliens, now I don't believe that aliens have ever come into our solar system, but if aliens ever came to Earth and they said, look, you need to justify, you as humanity need to justify your existence, show us the greatest thing you've ever done, I would hand them the original trilogy of Star Wars, and we would be very confident in the fact that they would recognize our superiority. But no... right. Star Trek and Star Wars fans
don't get along. The unedited versions? The originals are the ones that have been...
I love them all.
I don't mind them. Yeah, I don't mind the changes that have come along.
No, me neither. I love them all. And Star Trek, you know, it's great. I do like Star Trek a lot, but Star Wars definitely stands tall as the greatest thing humanity may have ever done. But anyway, Pirate Bay makes all of that very much available, unless, you know, you want to give some money to Disney. So go ahead and tell me about Pirate Bay, if you would, Stephanie.
Okay, so this is from one of our favorite newspapers, The Guardian. And peer-to-peer network Pirate Bay has been forced to shut down its domain name for the sixth time this year after being shut down by the authorities in multiple countries. The file sharing service actively campaigns against copyright law and provides links to illegally copied films, music, and games, making it the subject of determined lawsuits for copyright infringement. An injunction in April 2012 forced UK ISPs to block access to the site, and other countries have followed suit. It was barred from operating at a .sx domain hosted in the Caribbean island of St. Martin.
Which it's had for quite some time. That's the one that I normally type in, and it will go to that. But while we were in Vegas, I had noticed, hey, this isn't working anymore. What's going on?
Right. As well as domains from Sweden, Iceland, and Greenland. It is now being hosted under the Peruvian domain name piratebay.pe. The Pirate Bay team is developing a browser that will enable users to store and share files without requiring a central hosting, eliminating the need for a domain name. So they are just saying, look, domain names, they can be easily seized. Governments can kind of block them, and they can get the ISPs to do kind of this thing where they block access to them. Even if we go to countries like Peru and Sweden and St. Martin, it's no good. We're going to have to build our own browser to just bypass this whole thing of domain names.
Right, and it takes something. I mean, the U.S. government pretty much just gives a little nudge to any of these other countries and says, hey, play ball. You know, and take that site down.
Right, and this is the interesting part of this is you'll be told that you, look, if you don't like the way we do things here in the United States, leave.
Right.
Like, now, this gets leveled at people
who to Somalia.
Critiques of the government of all sides. You don't like what the government does, leave. Now, I don't like what the government does in a lot of ways, too, but I'm willing to spout off about how you should spend the rest of your stinking life trying to change one of the smallest things about the government, because that's democracy, damn it. You know, like, this is the kind of nonsense that you'll hear from folks. Fine and dandy. It's an interesting concept, but by the way, the founding fathers, whom you revere, did not leave. They fought.
Right.
So that's an interesting, rebuttal to that.
They did leave England, I guess.
Well, they didn't. I don't think
their ancestors did. I guess.
Their ancestors did, but they lived. They were born here, or wherever here is. They were born where they were born, and so. But whereas, if the United States government decides, we're going to affect policy of Peru because we have that kind of power, then suddenly you don't have the ability to just leave the U.S. and get away from the U.S.'s policy. I think that a very important part is to take a look how international travel has been changed dramatically through U.S. government giving money to other governments to sort of grow their travel bureaucracies.
Right.
So, handing down rules and giving recommendations and things like this. It makes it, leaving the United States doesn't get away from the United States.
No, it doesn't. Domain names are handed out by ICANN. That's the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, I think.
Or by Namecoin.
I want to bring that up. But ICANN, that's mainly based in the United States, okay? And so they're in charge in many ways of the Internet, or at least they're in charge of the address book and the maps, for a correlation. And that's a real problem to have that to be so deeply associated with a tyrannical system like the United States government. Okay. And now there's
it's centralized. That's the real big problem. ICANN is a centralized organization.
Right.
It is not. Domain names are not a decentralized process. And, I guess I can see that because a domain name is like DNS is
address,
like a phone,
right?
Phone book for the Internet, right? Like when you go visit a website, you're not actually visiting, like the text URL is just a way to get there that you can actually, humans can understand and remember.
Mm-hmm.
You're visiting more like an IP address, right, in reality, and the DNS is the domain name system is the way to translate that information into sort of URL format that you can remember.
Well said.
Cool. I was afraid of that. So I could see why, like, for a long time, people really thought that this requires a centralized authority, just like the phone book. But the thing is, it doesn't have to be centralized.
No.
That process could be decentralized. And I think that's what they're trying to do with Namecoin, which is a sort of a variation on Bitcoin where you can somehow it allows you to register domain names through the Namecoin blockchain or something like that.
It creates a .bit instead of a .com, right?
Yes, it's their .bit addresses, right? And I don't know if it's caught on so much, but Namecoins have certainly risen in value. Now, I don't know if that means that .bit address domain names are going to become more popular. I haven't seen a website yet that has a .bit domain name.
Yeah, admittedly, I'm not totally certain on how exactly like Namecoin works.
Yeah,
I have seen it get tossed around as a solution to what's going on with the Pirate Bay. But I mean, this is something listeners can look into, is Namecoin, because this is a real problem. Now, I mean, like when I was in Vegas and I saw the Pirate Bay, I couldn't get to the Pirate Bay. Like that was shocking to me because Pirate Bay is notorious for. I think it was in 2007. When they were originally based in Sweden, and they were attacked or they were raided, their servers were raided in Sweden, and then within 24 hours, literally, they were back up. But they're in Egypt. They moved everything to Egypt, and they were back up. And so Pirate Bay has kind of come to be known as like just the unbeatable torrent site because so many torrent sites have been taken out, taken down for various reasons,
right,
not necessarily domain name seizure. But
they had their hardware confiscated at one point, and then they moved it all to the cloud. So that's not possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought there was some hosted in Sealand or something, too, right?
They talked about doing that. I don't know if it's happened, but we're going to talk more about this. If you have thoughts on it, domain name seizures, the government trying to control the Internet, should it be? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 12:27.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 12.72.15, 6.36.08 for a half ounce, or 3.18.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 12.72.15, 6.36.08, and 3.18.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call in 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. Tonight, you are being joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. Blockchain.info has one of the best online wallets that you're going to be able to find. They have apps for Androids and iPhones. So that means that you can interact with a wallet on your computer, whether it's a laptop or desktop, or you can interact with it on your cell phone. I find it to be very convenient to do, you know, most of my wallet work on the computer, but whenever I need to access my wallet out in the real world, I got my smartphone and I can use it right there. That's one of the great things about blockchain.info's wallet. They also have tools there that allow you to send and receive your Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of your other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Excellent. We're talking about the Pirate Bay. Apparently their name, their domain name has gotten seized again. They're not down. Their servers didn't get taken, but it's been seized again for the sixth time this year. I mean, it's been a pretty raucous ride. But
they are tenacious, though. They keep coming back.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, these guys actually, they literally created a kind of a religion behind of just how stalwart
they are. Copyism, right?
Yeah, copy-me-ism, whatever. Anyway, let's go ahead to the phones, actually the Skype. And Mike, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind, Mike?
I want to ask a question.
Sure.
Who created the internet?
Who created the internet?
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of names, but I will essentially say the government.
Okay. So who runs it?
The government kind of dropped it as ARPANET, and CERN wasn't so much interested in it. So I would say more that it's run by distributed servers, thus the people. But go ahead.
Okay. So you're under the impression that the U.S. government would give up control over the most powerful communications tool ever devised by man, is what you're telling me.
I think
the people that control it.
Yeah, I think for a time they thought it was a failure. The military couldn't use it for what they wanted because the internet was designed to withstand a nuclear holocaust and be a communication system that they could use. They couldn't figure out what to do with it, and then pretty much some private individuals said, okay, well, we know what to do with it, and they started using it around colleges, etc. But I think my point is that I think during the 90s, during an indeterminate time in the 90s, the government was not interested in it, but then that did change. And if your point is that they control the internet again, I would agree.
Okay, so that was just your last statement, was something to the effect of, should the government control the internet? And as of 2006, I had a conversation with the CFO of Names Forever, a nice Russian lady married to the CEO.
Okay.
Who told us that there was some delay. The IT department had dropped the ball at the company that I was working at. It ended up on my desk, so I escalated it to her. And she said, well, we're still waiting on DARPA approval for your domain name. And I said to her, I said, wait a second. I said, DARPA still runs the internet? She said, yeah. She said, we're just licensed by ICANN, who is the private company that they use as a front to edit the translation tables on the core servers. So this illusion that it's some, like, people thing, it's not. Everything you do over it is monitored. It's still their network.
Okay. Now, I think maybe factually accurate that that's still so. My point was more towards the idea that, you know, like the government didn't know what to do with it. Like they didn't come up with like how wonderful. They don't even like they use CIPRNet and RIPRNet now. They don't even use, you know, the normal internet so much. That's interesting. I didn't know. Go ahead.
They actually let the universities play around with it. So by the time the 90s came around, we had Yahoo when they released it to the general public.
Right.
Those things were already out there. So they already had an idea of what they intended on doing it. It's just if they had thrown it out there blind without any content, it would have flopped. It would have been a failure.
So are you under the impression, Mike, then, and we may disagree on this, but I mean, are you under the impression that they knew what they were doing by releasing the internet to the public?
They had a pretty good idea where it was going to go.
Well, that's a bold statement. The government being competent?
Well, they knew what they used it for, and they knew what they designed it for. They knew it was an extremely powerful communications tool. They had already sent tons of data over it. They had a pretty good idea what would end up happening with it. They did allow creative freedom to the people who were designing things for it. But ultimately, yeah, they had a pretty good idea where it's going. I mean, another example of things that no one ever asks a question of, who runs the cloud? You're going to shove all your stuff out into the quote-unquote cloud, and you already find out the NSA is spying on everything you're doing? What do you think they're going to do with that data?
Yeah,
we don't even question
whatever they want.
I have to say, I'm skeptical of putting everything. I don't put sensitive information in the cloud.
But what about encryption? I mean, I can put a encrypted file server thing on the cloud.
Well, if it's encrypted on your side, I mean, if it's server-side encryption, you don't really know what's going on.
Well, I can put a TrueCrypt folder out there and
then
look in that.
That you've encrypted that in your on your computer before you uploaded it, right? And
it's a lot of work to do all this stuff, but it can be
done.
Well,
what if the CIA made TrueCrypt or the NSA or whatever?
And they put a weak
encryption standard or something. Yeah, it could be open source, but only a few people can really audit the code. And you can get really paranoid with these things.
You can.
Well, yeah, but the news keeps proving that the paranoia is founded in reality.
Right. You're only paranoid if you're wrong. It's true.
I'll agree with you there. Go ahead, Mike.
Even as far as your encryption is concerned, I mean, you're talking about the federal government. It's just a matter of time. You can make as strong as you envision your encryption to be, but they break it on a regular basis for national security purposes. Do you really honestly think that anything that you're going to come up with at the private level is going to trump, you know, ultimately stop them from breaking your encryption? That's
that
lunacy.
Answer I say yes to. Yes, sir.
Well, that's lunacy because design this stuff.
So what, should we just crawl into a cave and not use any technology? I mean, what do you think we should do?
That, you know, that's the kind of response that you get from people when you say that, you know, man-made global warming is questionable. Then you're out to poison the earth. No, it's such a ludicrous argument.
Okay, well, I'm open to your... Okay, I disagree on the premise that the government knew what they had with the Internet. Okay, but, I mean, that's fine. If you feel that way...
Hold on.
I'm saying is, okay, is that... You know, I understand what you're saying, okay? And I'm not myself, and I've been guilty of this in the past, where I have written off what could be considered conspiracies out of hand just because they're just, you know, because they fall under a conspiracy model, okay? But I'm not going to do that anymore because PRISM makes it pretty clear that every day something new comes out that someone thought was, you know, someone said was happening 20 years ago, we find out is coming true. So I agree with you there. So what I am interested in, and I don't expect you to do this from your phone, okay, make no mistake, but I am interested and what you have to think, Mike, as far as, like, what do we do?
You have to start taking responsibility for everything that you're doing. I mean, we've been acting. I draw the parallel to, you've seen the movie Pinocchio. It's Pleasure Island, and everybody's been walking around here making asses out of themselves, hee-haw, hee-haw, donkey style.
But so what does it look like to take responsibility for what you do? Are you talking about encryption or not uploading certain things to the Internet? What are you talking about?
You have to be in control of what you're doing. You have to recognize the threat and start to change the way you handle things. Everybody's just been acting like
this is a free-for-all.
Can
you be more specific?
Sure. Do we have time for it, or should I wait?
Go ahead. You can hold the line, Mike. We'll bring you back on in just a moment. And, you know, your thoughts, 855-450-3733. Do you think that, you know, we can't possibly encrypt against the government? Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You gotta love it. Now, I want to tell you, if you want to help out Free Talk Live, okay, and we're going to get back to, we've got a great conversation going on about the nature of the Internet, perhaps what we can do about, you know, the encroachment on the Internet, or perhaps the control that was always there. But if you are going on the Internet, please go to shop.freetalklive.com. You know, it's the holiday seasons. I mean, you can get anything there from Amazon because Amazon has everything. You know, you get the same great price that you get at Amazon, but, you know, we get a little bit of cut of it, and that helps out the show. Believe me, it helps out a lot. So please don't hesitate. If you're getting on the Internet, if you're going to Amazon, go to shop.freetalklive. You can get to Amazon from a link there that'll set you all up. So please don't hesitate to check that out. Anyway, let's get back to Mike. And Mike, you still with us?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, Mike. Now, I mean, the question that I really want to, you know, get answered. Now, again, I don't expect you to have all the answers. I don't expect any single human being to possibly have all the answers to things of, you know, to things of the scale, you know, where the government controls the Internet, which right now I think is probably pretty clear to say. In fact, a couple weeks ago, Slate, amazingly, of all sources, Slate did a story about Standard Operations 303, which essentially said that the government has an Internet kill switch. You know, so that's not a conspiracy paper putting that out there. That's the real thing. And so what do we do? Now, I know you were saying be more responsible, okay? But, like, I mean, are there certain, like, should we not use the Internet anymore? You know, I'd really like for you to extrapolate more on that.
All right. I'll say this one thing, and then I'll get on to that point.
Sure.
And we will just agree to disagree here. I have to say that since you already exposed the fact that ARPANET was originally devised as part of a defense network, they used it on a regular basis for business. They sent files over it. They communicated over it. They understood what the tool was. They designed it. So they were fully aware of what that tool was possible of. And they understood that when they released it to the public, what they had a pretty good idea of what would end up happening.
Okay,
they sat here. You had Al Gore come out and tell the world, "I invented the internet," and people believed that for like 15 years. You could walk around and ask anybody who invented the internet, Al Gore.
Sure.
It was mindless stupidity for the masses to just go numb on it. Here, plug into a government network. Awesome. Don't think about it.
Okay, I mean, parts of that we're going to agree to disagree on.
Sure.
But go ahead, if you want to go ahead with the, what should
you
do?
Sure, absolutely. If you're being told, you guys have to realize you're now behind the Iron Curtain. You've been told that you're being spied on every level. So you have to start being responsible with what you're doing. Does it stink? Yeah. Do any of us like it? No, not really. But if you have something that's that important, got to go physical again. Sorry, but that's the best level of protection you're going to have. If you put it on the net, it's done. There's copies of it. They can sit on it for as long as it takes to break it. You can put whatever you want on it. They're going to get through to it if they want it.
Okay. Now, to some degree, are you saying, are we going as far enough to say that maybe we shouldn't, use computers at all? Or, the internet way of business, I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon.
I use the computer constantly for business.
You
just have to be smart about what you're doing. If it's sensitive information, you got to think twice before you hit the send button.
Well, I'll agree with you on the idea. I keep personally, and I mean, this isn't like a big secret that I'm revealing. I keep a little black book that has a lot of passwords, has a lot of information that only exists on that black book. It's totally on paper. Most hackers generally do somewhat, not that I'm saying I'm a hacker, but most really computer privacy conscious people do somewhat similar to what you're saying. I agree. People need to pay attention. The part, pay attention and be conscious of encryption technologies and things like that. I'll agree with you there, Mike, do things physically. It's an interesting point. I mean, the only protected, communications that you can pass around are through the U.S. Post Office. Those are the only protected communications by law.
That's
protected
disturbing.
By law. Yeah, exactly, because the U.S. Post Office is a joke. I'm going to disagree with you still on the idea that encryption, that private encryption, can't outbeat the government. Mark, did you have a thought?
Well, okay, yeah. So I want to know, what is the sensitive stuff, Mike? I do a lot of things online. I would hope that I have some level of import in the liberty movement here. What is it that I need to protect besides sort of my bank account information and my Bitcoin stuff?
You're Captain America, and you need to ask that question?
I just don't know that I do anything that would matter. I don't know. I don't feel like I could be arrested for any of the things I do other than that they could arrest anybody for anything at any time.
It's not. All right. And I mentioned East Germany, and I mean that when I say that, because you're seeing the tools of surveillance that they have available to themselves now at their disposal. You're in a situation you have to recognize. This is literally, you're slipping into an East German-style situation. They're literally logging everything that you're doing. They're making profiles on everybody. So just because you're not having that data used against you now doesn't mean that they're not going to use that data against you later.
Well,
I don't know what you're
saying. I agree with
you. I don't know what your concerns are. I don't know what you're encrypting. It's really none of my business. But you have to recognize that, all of this stuff, including your cell phone data, is being used to profile you. So if you don't start
cell phone
to get responsible
data is,
with it,
I think
it's your own loss.
I kind of feel like the cell phone data is even more interesting because they can see people's patterns, where they move. As far as I understand, they can turn on cameras. They can essentially map the world, and take pictures of other people.
All of the
above. Face recognition software. Essentially, they can get a movement tracker of everybody in America or around the world, frankly, by the cell phone usage. And I think this is just sort of fascinating
and scary
and scary. I just wonder, on the laptop, what is it that I'm doing? I'm on Facebook playing their Facebook games, and I'm looking at articles online. I just don't do that much.
Right. The bigger picture thing is what you were just keying on. Again, I don't know what you do on the internet. For me to tell you what you need to secure and what you don't, I don't know. It's at your own personal discretion. But again, you have to realize that the game's changed. This is not the country we grew up in. This is not the country that existed here 20 some odd years ago. They've changed the rules. We're all going to have to, like, accept that fact. They've changed the rules.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah,
statement at all.
I agree. We are in a post-prism world. Mike, post-prism world. Sorry. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Some of my thoughts on this are, yeah, like, I understand going to the, you know, going to the physical realm with a lot more things, but I do feel that, you know, that computer, you know, private citizens, I don't like that word, but I'll use it, private citizens can actually figure out, they are smarter than what the government can come up with. I think they really are. I think.
Well, I kind of feel like if they bring to bear enough computing power, they can crack the password on whatever it is that they need to crack the password on.
Sure.
After given enough time, but that time can take a long time. Password practices are getting better and better as time goes by, and I think that's really kind of cool.
Yeah, but I mean, they do have, you know, unfortunately, the two quantum computers in the world that could, theoretically crack anything, and I'm open to this, that's true,
mm-hmm.
but the two quantum computers in the world, one's owned by Google, the other's owned by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Neither organization am I that interested in having such power, you know. Certainly.
They're the only ones that can afford it.
Why does Google need to crack your password on? I mean, they have
everything.
So much information on everybody.
Yeah, they really, I mean, unless they're in cahoots with the government, they have better information than the government.
And why does the government need to get information on me when, in fact, all they need to do, if they want me, is all they have to do is plant child porn on on my computer, and I'm sure they could do that in a moment if that's what they felt like doing.
And you're hitting the second point of this, is that it was a great question that you asked, Mike, which was, you know, what, I mean, Mike brought up some great points, some solid points, you know, but like, what exactly do we have to, you know, hide? And I wonder if that is more of the problem, is that we have, there's so much, because why do we hide so many things? It's because we're ashamed of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I'm not advocating for child porn by any means.
Well, some things you hide, like your bank account information.
Yeah,
I'm not ashamed of it.
No, right. But the bottom line is I think the real scary part is that there is so much that people are ashamed of that there's no need to be ashamed of.
Yeah, you could at least eliminate some of the stuff that we think we need to keep secret just by coming out about it.
Yeah, and
a lot of times I send encrypted messages just to, you know, normal messages.
Yeah, I like to do that for fun, give them a hard time. But anyway, your thoughts.
Isn't that cat cute?
Yeah, crypto cat. We'll be back with more.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million a day, have all the confidence in the world? But it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the final moments of the Sunday night edition, the live Sunday night edition. I know, live Sunday night radio. Yes, it's here, and unfortunately, though, it is going to be coming to an end here soon. But we were just talking in the last segment about, what can you do as far as privacy? You know, how crazy is the government or even these companies, you know, watching everything we do? And, Stephanie, you've got another story. I mean, I think we've been doing all your stories tonight. But you've got another story where, boy, you know, it's not even so much what you do, but what you don't do on the internet. And, tell me about that.
So Facebook collects data apparently on what you don't publish, specifically. If you start typing out a status update, and they've got a little funny picture in this article here from Slate.com about, it's like a screenshot of Facebook, and it's got the little post status window before you post it, right? So you're still able to edit it.
Okay.
And someone starts typing, "This rash is getting worse." And then stops. So I thought that was cute.
You know, real quick, an interesting point, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, that Slate, I mean, Slate is a government love paper.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're doing a lot of really fresh reporting on privacy issues. I'm really shocked. I don't know why that is.
I think it's clickbait.
Yeah, maybe.
I think they just do articles on things. They do a lot of articles on polyamory, too, actually.
Sure, that's
a
good
point. It's just because people click on it and read it.
Yep, that makes sense.
It's desperate for people to look.
So what exactly is Facebook doing here?
Yeah, okay. If you want clickbait, just write anything on your blog about Bitcoin, especially something disparaging about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is stupid because...
Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme!
And then you will get all kinds
it's a scam!
It will get all kinds of looks.
That's
because,
right.
Because so it's hilarious to see that people go after it because whatever.
I'm so over it. Anyway, okay, so... This is from Slate. So the author says, a couple of months ago, a friend of mine asked on Facebook, do you think that Facebook tracks the stuff that people type and then erase before hitting enter or the post button? Good question, she says. We spent a lot of time thinking about what to post on Facebook. Should you really argue that political point your high school friend made? Do your friends really want to see another photo of your cat or baby? And the answer to that is no.
I love seeing that stuff.
Yeah, right.
Most of them have at one time or another started writing something and then probably wisely changed our minds. Unfortunately, the code that powers Facebook still knows what you typed, even if you decide not to publish it. It turns out the things that you explicitly choose not to share aren't entirely private. Facebook calls these unposted thoughts self-censorship, and insights into how it collects these non-posts can be found in a recent paper written by two Facebookers. I guess those are people who work at Facebook. Yes, software engineer interns at Facebook. So these are probably unpaid interns.
So they're saying they Facebook can search Facebook's own servers for what you didn't type, or
yes,
for what
but
you
they
typed,
published
stopped.
A paper about it. So people who worked at Facebook have collected and put online an article presenting their study of self-censorship behavior collected from 5 million English-speaking Facebook users. So they not only can collect this data and analyze it at Facebook, but they put out the results on the internet. So it's really
were there like some kind of like psychological results that they?
Yeah, okay, so here it says, the study examined aborted status updates, posts on other people's timelines, and comments on other people's posts. To collect the text you type, Facebook sends code to your browser that automatically analyzes what you type into any text box and reports metadata back to Facebook. Storing the text as you type isn't uncommon on other websites. For example, if you use Gmail, your draft messages are automatically saved as you type them. Even if you close the browser without saving, you can usually find a nearly complete copy in your drafts folder. Facebook is essentially using the same technology. The difference is that Google is saving your messages to help you. Well, that may be debatable, but that's
what
they
say.
Facebook users...
They're at least letting you have access to them.
Yeah.
Facebook, on the other hand, users don't expect their unposted thoughts to be collected, nor do they benefit from it. So what they're doing, basically, what they say that they're doing at Facebook is collecting and analyzing these unposted status messages so that they can learn why do people choose not to post certain things, because they thrive on content creation. So they want
right.
as much content as possible. They want you to keep churning out the content so that they can keep so that your friends will keep checking for it, so that they'll keep refreshing and seeing more Facebook ads and that they can benefit.
Okay, now this
they want people to post more content, so they want to stop self-censorship. They want to minimize self-censorship as much as possible.
Okay, I see a contradiction there, but first, I mean, this, like, collecting the JavaScript that runs, you know, the Facebook web page, which is essentially the coding language, okay, that the web page runs on, is going to collect this stuff either way. Like, so they're not necessarily, admittedly, they're not doing something nefarious in that regard. But I find it a contradiction that they want you to post more, but yet they filter your news feed. You know, that doesn't make any sense. If they want more content, yet they keep blocking out various content.
What do you mean blocking out content?
Well, like in your news feed. Like not every post shows up in your news feed. For like all the 500 things, pages you like, you don't get all of those in your news feed.
Well,
and that's by design.
They're bringing it down. Currently, it's about 10% of the people that that like ones. Like, so Free Talk Live has a fan page, right, at facebook.freetalklive.com if you'd like to go like it. We'd love you to like it. But... you know, we've got 10 or 15,000, like 15,000 likes or something on
there.
And your average post will get 800 to 1,500, 1,200, something like that, views.
Right.
The number's been going down over time, and people have been writing articles on this. Essentially, what Facebook wants is, if you've got a fan page, is for you to pay to get your content out in front of people.
Right.
And they have this option to boost a post. And you could spend a phenomenal amount of money trying to get your views out to the people who liked your page in the first place. Now, we actually have an option. There's an option to get notifications.
Right. That doesn't work all the time.
Doesn't work all the time because Facebook is, you know, they just don't want that.
Right. No, so, it's true. So, I mean, I find it disturbing that they're using this to somehow get people to put out more content, but it just doesn't make...
Well, that's what they say that they're using it for.
Right.
And maybe they are using it for that, but, you know, the point is that they do have the capacity to look at the text of what you didn't post.
Yeah, I'll admit, I'm a little scared of what they might have seen that I didn't post. Not that I'm ashamed of anything I say, but I've self-censored myself quite a few times on text.
I just don't want to fight. I do want to fight, and that's the problem. And so, you know, somebody'll say something that I disagree with on Facebook, and I'll write something up, and then I'm like, oh, you know what? There's no point in this.
Yeah, after you type it up, you feel better, and you're just like, I'll delete it.
Two people arguing back and forth on the internet, there's no point in it.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, something I'll admit that I did. Now, I mean, with my Facebook page, you know, it's my own page. I don't have a a business page of any kind on Facebook. But on my own, I mean, there's times where I, like, really type out an opus. Actually, it's pretty much every day I type out something incredibly interesting multiple times. But, you know, not that I know. Nobody gets any likes because I'm not a woman.
No, God.
You know.
You just have Stephanie post them.
Oh, God, I wouldn't.
Yeah. But anyway.
Too hot.
They are. It's hot topics. But anyway, you know, sometimes what I'll do is I'll actually type it out in Notepad on like a Windows machine off to the side, and then
private.
You know, maybe that's something people need to consider doing, because I'll agree, like we had an earlier caller who said, you know, you gotta, you know, understand where your information's going and things of that nature. And so maybe that's one way to kind of thwart this, because it's obviously not going to stop. And like I said, by nature, it's going to occur. The problem is that they're actually looking at it and caring about it. You know, that's sort of the issue.
Yep, they're interested in it. And sure. they could potentially do anything that they want. And it's not as though they need a warrant or anything like that, even though that's a joke that people claim that the FBI or the NSA needs a warrant. Yeah. Of course, they're just rubber stamping.
Warrant? No, you mean a sticky warrant?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
that's not necessary at all.
But people are just giving this data to Facebook, and most people probably don't know that if they start to type something out, then Facebook has that.
Sure.
Even if they don't hit enter.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it, but I guess it's just something to know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wonder, you know, I was really expecting some kind of psychological studies, like, to really come out of this, you know, in breadth, you know, really, really long, like, okay, humans don't react to this or that.
You don't think if there was some school shooting or some kind of killing that the government wouldn't subpoena Facebook to give up the shooter's status updates that they didn't post?
Oh,
whatever,
I think they do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But, my only, the reason I see that's an issue. But part of the problem is that really the answer to this is don't use Facebook, because by design, I mean, they could make it so that those logs aren't kept. Okay, but no one's going to do that. Like that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, by design, it's going to do this. It's what gets done with it that is always, that's always the problem, right? With any of these kind of technological marvels. So anyway, you can go to freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we will be back in 24 hours.
21 hours.
21 hours. Sorry,
long.
Not 24, 21 hours.
Some tech genius you are.
Yeah, I know, right? Boy, I got that one. But it has been Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
Again, freetalklive.com. In the meantime, there, I am a tech genius.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?